it's an interesting little topic here today. So the Gemara wants to know that it previously says, so these are the six Arim Eklat. But the problem is not so simple, because there are more. So yeah, this is in the Midbar Lamed Hay. Valim Titznu Arba Mishnayim Yer. Give me one second. Let me just find this puzzle. So it's Lamed Hay. So basically, it talks about giving the Levium the cities, right? You give them so and so cities. Okay, fine. So then it says Vesa Arim Asher Titznu Levium. So what are these cities? So it says Eish Sheish Arei Hameklat Asher Titznu. First of all, you give the Levium these six cities. Lanus Shama Rotzayach. Okay, for the Rotzayach to run there. The Aleihem Titznu, and on top of those six, you also give them Arboim Mishtayim here, 42. So you, what did this would Levium get? These six, Ari Mikla, and on top of that, 42. Kola El Rem Ashetun Levium Arboim Mishmona Ir, Vatanesor Mishayim. So all the cities in total is 48. So you give the Levium these six, and Aleihem on top of them, 42, so what does it mean on top of them? So it's comparing the 6 and the 42, just like the 6 are for Miklat, the 42 also function as Ari Miklat. Okay?
It's really 48.
So really it's 48. So why is the Gemara saying there are only 6 Ari Miklat? It turns out there's 48. Right? So the Gemara answers, Abaye says, Halalu Koltos Bein Ladas Bein Shalaladas. Next. Halalu ladas koltos, so ladas ena koltos. So, the Arui Miklat proper, the six, work whether you're going there on purpose or not. Whether you know it's going to protect you or not. Right? I had a case I saw, I think the Ritva says, even if you go there in your sleep, someone carries you in a whatever. You know, you're sleeping in a car and you end up going in there. Still, Arui Miklat work no matter what. But the other 42 only work if you're going there for the purpose of getting shelter, getting protected. And this brought down the halacha. Those other 42 only work in that capacity. If you're doing the das. Shalol das, they don't work. Shalol das, they don't work. Okay, so the question is what's the mud of shachar? Are these oymechlad or not oymechlad? How does the city work only if it's ladas? It's a funny type of halacha. By the way, the Ramban has a kasha. I just like the Ramban on this psukim. I forget exactly how it works it out, but if it turns out in Eretz Yisrael, there's, of these 42, it's like 36 or 37 of them are on one side of the bigger side of the Yarden, and only 5, 6 or 7 are on the other side. So he's saying, as well as the Gemara all upset about, 3 and 3, right? And it has to answer because Gilad has a lot of murderers. But what do you mean? Why not just say it's over how you compensate by all these other cities? Right, so it's true they don't work solo dots, but so what? But if you're near Gilad or whatever, I mean, you have a lot of murders, let them run to these cities. These also work. Right?
I can't imagine the Shalom Adas cases are pretty infrequent.
No, but, yeah, right, exactly. Right, exactly. Right. Yeah, another thing I saw the Meiri says that point. Remember yesterday we said that Gilad has a lot of murders, and then it says Shechem has a lot of murders, but not as many as Gilad, because otherwise it's not going to work out. So the Meiri says that. Or Minna the Marsha, I think. I mean, it makes sense. It's just plain cheshbon, but he says, "Yeah, okay, fine." So maybe we'll get to that Ramban's kasha. I mean, it's a good question. Is that the whole thing, the practical thing? You have to have 3 and 3 because it's, you know, the more roads come. I mean, it's as simple. What's the more bothered by altogether? What are all the, it's like ignoring the other 42 cities? You know, fine. But let's forget it for now. So, but for now, our question is: what's the sense to say that the Arei Miklat work whether you intend it or not, but the other Arim? The Levium need das. They only work with das. Right? What's the sense? I mean, are they Ari Miklat or are they not Ari Miklat? How does that like change the city? Is it safe or is it not safe? But if somehow you say, well, it's not going to protect you if you don't know about it, well, the other six do. The other six do, so it's not like intrinsically that's the sense of the thing. So apparently they're different, right? Just as an aside, I mean, this is a philosophical question, not a halachic question. But like, what is the deal with Arei Miklat and Arei Levium? Right, like it's a weird thing to do. It's like you wouldn't think like you have your Levium. Arei Levium are like the leaders in our society, and like we're putting all the rejects and the criminals in with them. You know, you don't have the jail. It's like the jails would be like in Washington D.C. with all politicians. So it just, it's a funny thing, right? It's interesting that they did that. Yeah, the whole Sheva Levi are the teachers. I mean, Kohan Levium. really, it's the Shevet as a whole. Yoru Shetech Liyakov Sosli Yisrael, the Klan would be in both. I mean, that was their jobs, or to work in Mikdash, to do that kind of stuff. It's true. Gil's saying good ideas. It seemed to be the approach is, you know, we haven't gotten much into this, but the whole method of the kapara, Ari Miklat is not just locking guys up, but it's a mechaper. It's trying to give a guy back, tshuva, give him a life, and to be able to reform him. So part of the method is that you put him in with people who are like antithetical to him. He's a guy who destroys life, and the Kohanim and Levium and extend life, they bring kapara, they're helping people out. So it's, you know, you put him in the cities of the Levium, and thereby they could learn from the model of the Levium. You know? So it seems to be part of the, arguably that's a large part of the kapara, and the method of the tshuva is that there he's hanging out in, with the, you know, with the Levium, with the Kohanim. With that in mind, it could be like we said before, when the Kohen Gadol dies, he's going to go back home and transition back, when the whole, every society is talking about the Kohen Gadol, he'll transition back into his life. Could be, it'll be like, so to speak, bringing Ari Miklat into his hometown, because in Ari Miklat, he's with Levium, thinking about Levium. Now he goes home, he's removed from that. So, but he, in his world, everything we talk about the Kohen Gadol, so it kind of like smooths the transition, brings the Kohen Gadol into his world for the short transition between Ari Miklat and regular life, you know? Yeah. Okay, so back to the halakha point, though, right? So our question now is, what's the sense that these Ari Miklat only work Ladas? That these six, these 42 only work Ladas, but the other six work even Shal Ladas. That's making a good first step. I mean, I think it's a good step. Is the first six are Ari Miklat. That's our identity, right? They're called Ari Miklat. Shesh Ari Miklat. That's their identity. They are Ari. What are these cities? Oh, they're Ari Miklat. Yeah, the Levium could live there also, and they have rights there and whatever, but their identity is Ari Miklat, right? And the Ari Miklat, they are Ari Miklat. They're shelters. So I don't care what you're thinking. Ari Miklat's Ari Miklat. You're in the Ari Miklat. You're safe. Right? But the others are not Ari Miklat. They're Ari Levium. But they could...
Yeah, like a secondary feature.
Yeah, like a secondary feature that they could function like the Ari Miklat. Ve'aleihem titnu. They could partake of the function of Ari Miklat in a secondary way. If it's Ladas. And that's what you have to explain how that works exactly. But the first step is they're not intrinsically, essentially Ari Miklat. But they, like, they're not. They're Levium. That's what it's described. But they're iskish to the Ari Miklat. They're compared, and thereby they partake of its quality insofar as you want them to. But that's still sticky. How exactly does that work? Your das, how does that, you know, how does that register, kind of? But I think it's a very good first step. Okay, so I'm thinking like what Marcus is saying here. I'm going to tighten it up a little bit. But I think it's a good approach you're saying. That what is not... It's not the ear itself which protects. Both by the Ari Miklat and by the Ari Levium. Okay, I'm going to call the 6 Ari Miklat and the 42 Ari Levium. Okay. See, I'd like to have a unified idea here. That would be nice. I mean, you don't want to say, well, here, but here it's this, but here it's that. I mean, of course they're different, but it'd be nice if you could unify what protects the guy. So I'm saying it's not the ear. But rather, it's a dira shel ir miklat, which protects him. It's a certain kind of a dira of miklat. Okay, well, what does that mean? So it says like this: is that in the ari miklat, their essence is ari miklat. That's what they are. That's their identity. Okay. The other cities are not Ari Miklat, they're Ari Levium. But they have a secondary feature, is Miklat. It's a feature of the city. Okay? So the thing is like this, is that, so take an example. If you're like, let's say Jerusalem is the holy city. Let's say that's its identity, that's its essence. So I'll say is that if you live in Jerusalem, you live in the holy city. You're doing a dira of the holy city. Whether you know about it or you don't, that's just what the city is. That is what Jerusalem is. If you live in Jerusalem, you're living in the holy city. That's what you're thinking. That's just That's his identity. It's a Dira Shel Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim equals the holy city. Your Dira is a Dira of the holy city. That's the nature of your Dira. Your Dira is characterized by the essence of what the city is that you're in. But let's say Jerusalem also happens to be the coffee capital of the world. I don't know, whatever, some other thing. It's like a secondary feature of Jerusalem, you know? So let's say if you have no idea that Jerusalem is the coffee capital of the world, you wouldn't say your Dira is characterized as a Dira of the coffee capital of the world, because you have no shekels to that, and it's not what the city is. The city is essentially the holy city. But if you are going to coffee convention 2013 or whatever, and that's you're going there betoras, let's go to the coffee capital of the world. So now you're focusing on that aspect of Jerusalem, and then your dira there is a dira of coffee capital of the world. When you have a primary identity of the city, so it intrinsically characterizes your dira. Your dira is a dira shel Yermekla. But when it's the Ari Levim, if you just go into there, it's not a dira of Ari Meklat, it's a dira of Ari Levim. You're just going to pay for it to Ari Levim, to the Levim. So what does that have to do? That doesn't give you safety. Oh, it's also Meklat, but you have no shaykhas to that. That's not, it doesn't, it's the Gavra's dwelling there and his presence there has no shaykhas to that characteristic of the city. But if he's going there for Ladas, so now his dwelling is a dwelling of Ari Meklat. It's a dwelling of Meklat. Because he's going into these cities, which that's a feature of them, and he's going into them, the Torahs, that insofar as they have that characteristic. So now that characterizes his dwelling there as being a dwelling of Meklat. You know what I mean? So in both of them, it's the same. It's just, in both of them, it's the same halacha. That what protects you is that you're doing a dira of miklat. You're staying in the miklat. But the in order for the dira to be characterized by the ear, it's different when the city's essence is miklat. In which case, you don't even need das. It automatically relates to your dira. Automatically relates to it. And when it's just a secondary feature, in which case you don't relate to every single secondary feature of a city. It's only those the dira only relates to those which it selects. But the Gavra selects insofar as he's being a dar there. Sorry, Miklat. I mean, I'm just saying Dira because that's the halacha. I mean, he has to leave his cities. It's not just that he goes there as a base, you know, it's like tag and he goes on the base and gets off and goes on. He is, but that's because he's a dar. And the halacha is he has to uproot. The Gavra means you're uprooting your life and your Dira and your everything, and you move it. You move to these cities. It's not like tag, you know, and they play, you touch the base, and you run off, and you run off.
The second he walks into that new place,
he's Miklat. That's what it is. It's a shelter. It's a shelter. You don't leave. You never leave. You don't leave the cities. You live there. That's your life. I don't think he is allowed to leave. I don't think you're allowed to. In fact, he's not allowed to leave. You know what? We talked about this. Even if the entire Klal Yisrael needs him to leave, he's like the general of the army, he's not allowed. He can't go out of the city even to protect. Even though it's a funny halacha, but Pikoch Nefesh. Yep, can't.
I thought you
don't believe me. The Pasuk says, Yashiv ba ad Moshe Kohen Gadol. He should live there until the Gadol dies. So it's a din of yeshiva, that's where he has to live. That's a din of galus. I mean, it's a different Klal. I can't find the halacha about... by leaving to save the Klal Yisrael. I'm pretty sure it's halacha. I just have to find it. But the point is, the mitzvah is to live there. So it's not just to step in there. I mean, it protects him because he's safe. He has a right to live insofar as he's living in Ari Miklat. I mean, practically the way he walks is the moment you walk in there. I mean, practically that's how you live there. You go there to live. I mean, I don't know if it's practically he has to be living, but that's the nature of the thing. But my point is not, I don't think I caught up on the word dar. I mean, the idea is he's like a gavra of our, it's like the gavra of Ari Miklat. Like the gavra's presence is staying in Ari Miklat. But it's not just a staying and or being there like a base. It's an idea, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is you live there, and that's what gives you the kabbara. The concept is, I think, that he's dar there. And that's the mitzvah, yashava. He has to live there. Right? You can't live somewhere else. That's the idea of galus. You have to live, you have to move to Ari Miklat. And that's your place of living. So when you walk in there, yeah, you're not allowed to leave. If you do leave, you're going to get killed. So that's the idea, is you're getting up and you're leaving. So the moment you go there, but if you just happen to go there into one of the Ari Leviim unknowingly, so then you don't say you're doing a Dira of Ari Miklat. You don't even know about the fact that it's an Ari Miklat. You're not relating to that capacity. It's an Ari Leviim. What do? You go into Ari Leviim. You look at the Taz line. It says you're a Leviim. But you go into Ari Miklat. That's what it is. It's Ari Leviim. I don't care if you're sleeping. The point is that the being in Ari Leviim, that's in Ari Miklat. That's the presence. Your presence in Ari Miklat is your in Ari Miklat. That's what you're doing. That's its identity. So it doesn't matter what you're thinking. That is the very nature of Adar in the city. Person in there, he's participating in Ari Miklat. That's just what the city is. He can't avoid it. You're in the holy city in Yerushalayim, whether you like it or not, or whether you know it or not. That just pervades the air. That's just what the city is. That's its identity of the city. You're there. You're in the holy city. So you're a gavra of the holy city when the moment you go in there, whatever you're thinking. What I'm saying is like a dira is not totally in your head. Like there's such a thing as an objective phenomenon of your dira. To look at the dira as like, so to speak, as like a chafta. What is the dira which is taking place? So there's an objective character to it. I mean, it involves the gavra. It engages the gavra, but if you're in the sukkah, whether you know about it or not, it's a dira shel sukkah. I mean, there's a phenomenon of the nature of your dira. You're a person and you're indwelling in the Ari Miklat, and that's its identity, that's essence of the city, that's the nature of your dira. It's when the city is vague and has multiple definitions, so then what characterizes you, you need the gavra to characterize the dira. But if you're not thinking about it, that is the city. It's all made for a dira of Miklat, and anyone who goes in there, that's the nature of that characterizes the dira. What do you think about, could we just give a quick answer, if that's possible, to the Ramban's Kasha? What the Ramban's saying is, this is a kind of a separate point, but it's related a little bit. But the Ramban's kasha is, what's the Gemara so upset about? Three Ari Miklat in this side of the Arden and three on that side? There's so many more people on the other side. Right, that's what the Gemara says. But the Ramban says, yeah, but there's not only six Ari Miklat, there's 42 others. And if you look at the distribution of the 42 others, it's not 21 and 21. It's something in the 30s in the big part, and it's like six or seven on the other one. So what's the Gemara upset about? It sounds like the Gemara is upset about, oh, it's not going to be safe. It's not going to work out. But don't you realize there's other Ari Miklat also, Gemara? What's the Gemara getting so upset about? Right? He doesn't buy, I don't know. It's like he's very like independent on this thing. He wants to say, first of all,
three out of four cities are Ari Miklat.
What?
Like every other city.
Yeah, right. He wants to say, I don't know, he has a whole different thing. He wants to say,
We did say that really on the top girl, like,
he wants to say that they're really
we did say that your Ari Miklat have signs.
Yeah, they do have signs, it's true. Okay. I think he wants to say, I mean, it's funny, he wants to say that all, it turns out that side of the Ardennes is very big, so it makes sense to have three and three on each.
You know, it was also like an interesting point, I mean, it's such a rare event.
It almost sounds like the Ramban answer is that those 42 don't really protect. It's like they're not really Ari Miklat, the other ones are. It's open to Gemara, it does. Or Raz asked that on the Ramban, and he wants to answer that, oh yeah, the Ramban's going to do Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi holds that they don't work. He only knows the six work, and the Ramban is just trying to get a plain shot. And so now it turns out the three and three. He doesn't like that other thing either about it. And Gilad, there's a lot of murders. He wants to say basically, look, they're basically equal type of land masses or whatever, and it works out three and three. It's like he's just not bothered. It's almost like he's ignoring our whole Gemara and just learning the thing, Alderach Hapshat. He says, Alderach Hapshat, I'll just tell you a little thing, you know? It's like very like original and, you know, what he's doing. But I'm saying is, let's forget about what the Ramban answers. I'm just saying is, could we explain that at all, according to the way we're learning and stuff? But I was just thinking like this, is that just simple? Is that with what we said last time, I think it's simple, that the Ari Miklat are to characterize the idea of having it spread out evenly, and that whole thing is like you're characterizing the land as a land of safety. That's the nature of the thing, right? It's part of the characterizing the land, defining Eretz Yisrael, right? So what defines Eretz Yisrael? The 6 or the 42? The 6. Because those are Arei Miklat. The 42 aren't Arei Miklat, they're Arei Levi'im. Now it's true they function that way, and it's great, and you know, if you're a Gol, if you're a Rotzeach Peshkaga, you may want to take advantage of them, but that's not their identity, so they don't characterize the city. So our Gemara is discussing the 3 and the 3. There are 6 Arei Miklat, and they're characterizing the land as a safe land. What kind of characterizing land? You have 3 here and 3 here, this is a small land, this is a big land, what's the sense of that? So it's not a good way to characterize land. It's not asking a practical question. How's it going to be safe? What about you only have 3 here? Oh, because then if it was a practical question, then you're right. You have the other 42 cities, and you have to factor those into the equation also. But it's setting up a system which appropriately reflects the character of this land as a safe land. And that's the character is brought about through the Arim, whose identity is Arim Miklat. And therefore, our whole Gemara is discussing the system of the Sheish Arim Miklat and the way the Sheish Arim Miklat are set up to characterize the land. The other ones are like bonuses. They're not identities of Arim Miklat. They can't function in this capacity, but they're bonuses. They do help this function of the land being safe, but they can't, because it's not their identity, they can't participate in the system which characterizes the Arim. And that's what the Sugya we've been discussing about, is how to characterize the Arim. You know what I mean? Premise of the question is that it's like Gemara's been dealing with a practical problem. What we're saying is it has a practical component, but it's the system of characterizing the Aretz which incorporates the practical into it. But that system can only go by the Arim Miklat proper. Okay, so think it over. Let's think over this other thing also about the Klit Aladas and Shaladas. And I think what I want to do next is the Gemara, once we're on this thing of the difference between Arim Miklat and the other Arim Levi'im. So there's another Gemara. I'm going to jump. But the Gemara is the end of the last Gemara on Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel and Aleph. Basically, you start in Yud Beis and Yud Beis. But, and basically, you can start the top of Yud Gimel and Aleph. Down to the bottom. Down to the end of the parak. It's the very end of the parak now. So we're going to jump. The halacha about paying rent. Do you have to pay rent? Does the Zorseach Rishkaga have to pay rent in the Arei Miklat or in the 42? There's a Machlokas Tanaim, and then Machlokas Amoraim, how to interpret the Machlokas Tanaim. Okay, so that should, keep us busy for a little bit. Okay?